Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Yellen, and it's a special time of year right now. As the season begins to change and things begin to warm up, our energy use will also change. And so I thought it was a good time to talk to the folks from the Houghton Energy Efficiency Team, you know, just about their efforts to help us all curb our energy uses and save some money, because this would be a good time of year to think about that. So joining me in studio right now, I have Melissa Davis and Marcia Goodwitch from Heat. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
You've just recently had, and I want to start here with the LED light swap.
Okay.
And the reason why is, I don't know how many years that Heat has been in doing what they're doing, but, you know, certainly it seems like it's been a couple of years since we put this big focus on energy efficiency. And when you had that event, part of me thought, okay, well, here comes another thing that we're going to do to remind people about energy usage. And I went there, and I couldn't believe just how many people were excited about, going there and taking part. I mean, that was a really neat event.
It was wonderful. We were blown away with the number of people who came. And we, when the dust settled, when all was said and done, that event moved about 100 LED light bulbs into the community.
Yeah. 100?
I'm sorry, 10 times
there
that.
You
1,000.
Are.
It's a good thing you're here, Melissa. We moved 1,000 LEDs into the community. And what that amounts to is a savings the first year of over $10,000 on people's electric bills, assuming they swap out old incandescent bulbs and use those LEDs.
Now, the way it was working is you were allowing people to bring in one incandescent bulb, and they can swap that out for an LED bulb, which then you very theatrically smashed.
Yes.
Which was kind of fun. then they had a chance to be able to get six more for $10 and then take a look at some other things you had going on there. And, I thought, well, maybe a lot of people will show up and do the light bulb swap, but, they were going the extra mile and getting the extra ones, too.
So many people showed up that the flip side of this is that we really didn't have enough LED bulbs to sell them. But we have another show coming up, and Efficiency United is really loaded for bear with this one. They are going to bring a lot of light bulbs so that when people come, they ought to be able to buy right on site. During the first LED swap in Calumet, we were able to drive a lot of people to the online store so that they could... even if they couldn't buy on site, they were able to order online.
Well, listen, when we were there, we were talking about really what a, maybe that difference of one bulb is a small difference, but as you begin to change multiple bulbs in your home, that becomes exponential as far as your savings, and you actually would see a difference in your bill just in the different light bulbs.
Yes, definitely. If you switched out seven, your electric bill, I think you would notice an appreciable decrease in the amount you have to shell out. I just wanted to back up and say that the event that Marcia was talking about at the end of April is going to actually be this coming Saturday.
Okay.
So
it's April 23rd.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's coming up quick here.
Yeah.
I talked to a few people who were confused because, what is an LED bulb? Because there's been a lot of bulbs that have come out in recent years that people say, okay, this is better. And, some were thinking it was going to be the little squiggly thing. Others, thought, well, I don't want to use those because when, it's cold, they don't work very well. I have not found that with the bulbs that you guys had at that swap. I put them in. I noticed absolutely no difference in the light, how quickly it came on and how bright it is. Hopefully all I'll notice is that I won't have to change it again for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm. That's the plan.
it will help with some energy costs.
Mm-hmm. Melissa's absolutely right. You will really see a lot of savings with LED bulbs if you, especially if you're focusing on the bulbs that you use a lot. If you swap out everything in your house, that's awesome. But the ones that will make the most difference is when you swap out the energy hogs, in your kitchen or your dining room or your living room, the ones that are on several hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Now, we took out the ones in our living room, mm-hmm. And these are the ones that we brought there. Now, I need to get LED replacements for each one of them as we talked, because I didn't get enough when I was mm-hmm. there. But then also six incandescent lights in our kitchen, which makes for a very bright kitchen when that one is mm-hmm. on. But probably more than anything, those are the lights that are on inside the house. I mean, the first thing my wife does when she gets up in the morning is flip those on. you know, and just where it's like, just like those one or two lights are usually, we're only using one in the living room. Every time we flip on that chandelier in the kitchen, that's six bulbs that are burning. So when I said I should have gotten, you know, those six for $10 that you were offering, those were the lights I was thinking of. I'm going to replace that whole set of lights there.
Yeah, absolutely. In that one, in that chandelier, those six LEDs will use about the same amount of power as one incandescent there. So you'll cut your power usage by 5/6.
You know, if you weren't giving out or swapping out light bulbs at that event, those donuts, by the way, would have been worth my wife's been asking, where did those donuts? Those were the best donuts that we've had since we've been here.
Well, let me give a plug to one of our sponsors, Walmart, who was so gracious to give us donuts and cookies.
Right, and we'll have more donuts this Saturday.
Yes, that's what we're... thanks, Walmart.
Yeah, my gosh, they were... I'm surprised we're spending time on this interview talking about the donuts, but they were very,
donuts
very
matter.
Good.
Well, we didn't know how long the waits would be, and we wanted to give people a reason to come. Even if they had to wait in line, they could have a donut.
Now, you're doing this again. When you have the same number of bulbs, you're going to have more.
Lots more bulbs. Okay. Lots more bulbs, because we sold out way too early. And even though most people did come in the beginning, there were a few folks who came in later, and we were able to give them a free bulb because we didn't run out of our free bulbs. But Efficiency United, which serves UPCO customers, was really surprised at the number that came. In fact, they were shocked. They said this is the biggest show they've ever had in the UP.
Wow.
Yeah, by a long shot. They were blown away. And so that's really great, but we hate to disappoint people. So we're really, like I said, we're planning to have a lot more bulbs at Saturday's event.
Now, I wanted to come during a time where I thought there was going to be a lot of people. This was the event you just had in Calumet a couple of weeks ago. And I thought to myself as I, you know, got up and started to get ready on that Saturday morning, well, I better wait an hour or so, because you don't want to be there when you're still trying to set up and things. And I thought it came in about an hour after you started, thinking, okay, well, now I'll probably catch the crowd. And I had just missed the crowd. I mean, people were there early and ready.
Well, Melissa and I were running around like chickens with our heads cut off, too. So it's maybe just as well you came a little later.
It was a stampede.
It really was. We had people waiting at the doors at 9:30. I felt like it was one of those garage sales where it says no sales before 9 o'clock, and then you've got people lined up at 8:30.
Yeah. So something to keep in mind if you're mm-hmm. planning to go to the second one, mm-hmm. and that will be, is that at the D Stadium?
No, it'll be at the Lakeshore Center.
Lakeshore
Center, which is the former UPCO building.
Right next door to the D Center.
Okay. Exactly. And it'll be from 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. And we will have a limited number, but probably about 100, free LEDs to give to people who bring in an old incandescent bulb. You know, and there was some confusion about this before, so please don't take all your incandescent bulbs out of your house and come in with a garbage bag full of them and hope that we will replace them all for free, because no, we can't do that. But we will be happy to replace one of them. And UPCO customers will be able to buy LED light bulbs at deeply discounted prices, including the 60-watt equivalents, 6 for $10. And for REA customers who don't always get these good deals available to them, we will have additional free bulbs plus a bunch of other goodies. All they have to do, though, is bring in a recent power bill. Like I said, REA customers must bring in a recent power bill. UPCO customers don't need to do that, but they will need to register.
Right. And it's worth reminding, saying again, yeah, that's one bulb per household.
Per household.
So even if you got five people in your house, you don't bring five different bulbs, each holding one.
Please
one
don't come in with you and your spouse and your five kids, each holding an incandescent bulb. I wish we could accommodate you, but we just don't have the resources for that.
The event is from 10 to 3, correct?
Right.
Just wanted to...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You said 9, so...
From 10 to
3. Don't show up at
9 Center.
Because then we'll be having to make you wait again. And so.
Yep. And you might not even be able to get a donut that early. So,
right.
<you don't> Other things that were going on at that light bulb swap, too, that I liked, just from someone that attended, were the different people you could talk to. Efficiency United was there. You got to see, they even had this little setup where you could see the different light bulbs, and you could flip the switches on, and someone was there to talk to you about them. You know, look around the house and I see so many different lights, and I wonder, where is all this energy going? Mm-hmm. We were talking before we got started that I had about 5 weeks where my 5-year-old grandson visited from Texas. And normally, well, we've got a big screen TV, 50-inch screen TV, and a PlayStation 4. In fact, we've got two, PlayStation 4 and a 3. So, you know, we use energy. We're energy users. So we would have about a 120 to 150 electric bill during the winter time, especially a little higher in the winter than the summer, because we have an electric heater that heats their our utility room, because otherwise the pipes will freeze. So we're used to kind of that. Well, he was here for 5 weeks, and so that 50-inch television screen was on the entire time that I was here at work. Usually a PlayStation was on. When I came home and he went to the computer room, which tells you what's in there, there's a smaller flat-screen TV, the PlayStation 3, and then he'd often be using some sort of handheld device that had to be plugged in to be charged. When we got the electric bill for that time from end of January through February, it was $400.
Crazy.
So, I mean, it was a jump of at least $200 to $250 more just for having a 5-year-old in the house. And, you know, I wonder, oh, my goodness, you know, what – you know, obviously it wouldn't be exponential if you have 3 kids and the television's on all the time. It's just going to be on all the time even if you only have one. But for people that have children or watch their TV all day or use their electronic stuff, you know, if you're wondering, does it make a difference? Oh, my goodness, it certainly does. Trying to calculate it, the energy usage was about, we figured, well, about about $5 for 40 days. And $5 a day, you think that's no big deal. But yeah, over a month time, it makes a difference. And again, that was, it wasn't that, you know, we were running a generator or something all day. It was that it was a television and PlayStation and then extra little things, the light bulb in his bedroom or anything he might plug into to have, or just because he was watching one television, if you wanted to, you had to go watch a different television. So doubling the use of energy there. And so I found that personally as a big opener of where energy use could be going.
Oh yeah. Electronics can really drive your bill up. But one thing you can do that can help mitigate that is if you plug your electronics into power strips, and then at the end of the day, turn them off and turn off your power strip. A lot of us, and in my family, we're guilty of this as well, tend to leave your computer on at night, your printer, you know, your TV, of course. Well, you know, you turn it off, but it's still drawing energy. And if you turn it off and plug it into a power strip, then turn your power strip off, it will stop sucking electricity all night. Not going to save you that all that money that was spent by your grandson, but it might help.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've seen through Efficiency United where they have those special power strips that for items, you know, you can plug in certain items that you need to have power continuing there. Like, you know, if your cable box keeps track of time and is going to record all the stations that you want recorded when you're not at home, you want to keep that having power.
Sure.
But other items, you don't need to, you know, the PlayStation doesn't need to have that little red light power light on the whole time. You know, it doesn't need to be, basically it's in a standby mode so that it can fire up quickly. Those things don't need to be at half power or low power mode the whole time. And those power strips would allow you to keep a couple of things on, but
that's
then should cut the power off to the mm-hmm. rest. You know, just don't plug your alarm clock in there.
No, that would be a bad idea.
Alyssa, you had mentioned about a device that can help you tell, you know, just how much a certain, you know, at least how much energy is going out of a certain part of your home.
Yes, it's an outlet meter. And what you do is you plug it, you unplug whatever you suspect is using a lot of electricity, or phantom power is the term that actually is used for all of these devices that we're talking about. Unplug whatever you're using, plug this outlet meter in, and then plug your appliance or whatever back into that outlet meter, and it's called a kilowatt. We have about 12 of them, and we would be happy. We have a lending library. If you show up at our office at 422 Quincy Street in Hancock on a Thursday, between 4 and 8. We'd be happy to lend you one. And you can really get a good look at where your use is happening and how much phantom electricity these things are drawing. They're kind of spiffy. You can what you do is plug your device in for a day, and then you can punch a couple buttons, and it shows you how many kilowatt hours you've used, and it also does a calculation. You put in your electric rate, and it shows you how much that cost you that day, and then you can do the math times 30 per month or whatever a week, and then you can see, you know, that cumulative where it adds up. It really, you're like, okay, I'm not sure I want to spend my money while I'm not doing anything. So the real message here is don't use electricity you're not using.
For people who are like me, who sometimes walk through the house and don't quite know what to do as far as, you know, helping me save money or to winterize my house to help me save money, is there help for people like me and others that, you know, could, you know, use a little extra kick?
If you have a curiosity, we have several things that we have put together for pretty much different economic demographics or different incomes. One of our big pushes this year, while we are still engaged in the Georgetown University Energy Prize, which will be running until the end of December of this year, for people that are income qualified, we are offering winterization assistance, and our nonprofit New Power Tour has spent 2015 planning and saving, and we saved up $12,000 that we want to bring back into the community and go into people's houses and tighten them up for them. And when we say winterization, we don't just mean for winter. These things that we do will make a household more comfortable and save electricity and gas for, you know, the next 10 years to come at the very least. So we have resources for that. And if you get a pen and paper or a pencil and paper right now, prepare yourself, and then write down newpowertour.com/winterize. You can go there and sign up, because we are looking for people to winterize their houses from May through June. And we got a team of AmeriCorps volunteers that are coming to the area for those 2 months. We have 10 people that are going to be working with us full-time on delivering these winterizations to households. And so I am running around right now assessing households. So I'm planning and scheduling that, and we're looking for more people to give this to. So if you hear this, jump, and you think you know somebody or you're qualified, jump on it, because we would love to help you. Or you can call me at 281-5986. And I'm Melissa, so we can talk about it, and we would love to make that dent in your utility bill and help you out. I'd also like to talk about some more resources that we have, too. So if you don't fall within those income demographics, and I want to back up and say they're really generous, like 3/4 of the people in the area do meet these guidelines. But if you don't, we also are encouraging everybody in the community to do these things that we do in there. We have this 9-point winterization protocol, and what we're hoping for this competition is we'll do these houses, but we're hoping that other people also take the initiative, go to the hardware stores, pick up these really inexpensive supplies, and do these simple things. And we have put together like 1 point a month. So this 9-point protocol, if you do one or several or all of these things, it will really help us in this effort too. And we have these checklists that you can mail back to us so that we can make our little chicken scratches for this competition, because it is academic. So these mailable replies that where you show us what you've done are available at Swift, True Value, and Festival Foods True Value, and Ace Hardware and Calumet. So if you want to help us out, we would love it. And you're also helping yourself out at the same time.
Now, who are the people that will come out and help you with weatherizing your house?
So if you're income qualified, it'll be me. I will be there. I'll show up. And also this team of volunteers. We have 10 people. So we're planning to spend a day per house, and we'll really make a dent in that. You'll be like, wow, warmer, tighter, and snugger. But also, just to back up to energy use and electricity use, rather, for this year, we also have a program where if your refrigerator is 10 years old or older, there's a refrigerator replacement program, and this is like, it's a free refrigerator. I know everybody's like, free? We don't have to do anything. The answer is yes. They will give you a new refrigerator. They're pretty decent refrigerators from Lowe's, and they will take away your old refrigerator. So same website, newpowertour.com, LED program. And along with the refrigerator, our nonprofit is also able to, through Efficiency United and UPCO, also give households 8 LEDs as well. So if we all take advantage of this opportunity as it comes along here in 2016, we will see a difference in our overall consumption.
So when you show up to the house with your army of Superior Corps volunteers to weatherize and winterize somebody's house, I've been out when you've done one of these. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see, everybody's really enjoying what they're doing. It's kind of neat that when, you know, we get used to our own homes. We walk through them and kind of get used to what you see. So you may not realize sometimes about, if I could do this little thing, mm-hmm. you know, what a difference that makes. And of course, we're relying on your years of construction experience and your multiple degrees in craftsmanship and carpentry, you know.
I just got a big promotion. Thanks, Rick.
The really wonderful thing about this is, yes, Melissa's a pro, but you know what? You don't have to be a pro to tighten up your own house.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well,
don't have to know calculus to run a caulking gun.
Yeah. I mean, for me being there, now I am, I don't know which way a door opens, okay? But it was made simple enough when I was there to go, you know, I probably actually could caulk up there.
Right.
You know, it can be done. It doesn't take a team of experts and engineers coming in to do it. It can be done, as you were mentioning, you know, people that follow the 9 steps. These aren't super qualified things. You're not being asked to replace your roof. There are things that the average person could actually do. And if you need a little help, well, then your folks are there to help.
Yep, we're a resource. And like you said, it's really way more fun than you think it should be. I mean, especially with the rim joist seal, which is the most technical thing that we do. I mean, everybody's in a really, really grubby environment, and everybody's really happy. I guess it's because just for an hour's time, if you spend an hour on that a day for, you know, 3 weeks, just an hour's amount of time gives you this palpable difference, and you're just like, mm-hmm. it's really satisfying.
And I want to stress that you want people to go to the website and to see if they can get their home winterized.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's not like, well, if you really have to have us do it, we can go. No, you need houses. You mm-hmm. want people to jump on
board.
We
have money, we need houses, and we have labor. So we're all set. And we have like 60 people on our database right now, but as I go through it, like 1 out of 3 for this reason or that, it isn't working. And here's why. I better stress this. Whoever we work on, it has to be an UPCO and a SEMCO customer. So that shaves off a bit of the population. But we also anticipate continuing this after 2016. So if you happen to use fuel oil or propane or be an REA customer and you want to sign up, you go ahead and do that. And because we like doing this. So we will be doing this after the competition as well.
Well, we still want you to take the steps to, you know, make your home more energy efficient. Just you guys aren't going to come out there and do it for them for free.
Right. Not this year.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll see what our little piggy bank looks like next year.
Right.
You know, I don't think people really appreciate the impact that these winterizations can have. I think it's better than free money because, if Melissa and her team of AmeriCorps volunteers comes into a house and they spend a few hours there, you know, and they leave, you can see dramatic drops in their heating bills that month and the next month and the month after that. People can end up saving hundreds and hundreds of dollars and being lots more comfortable. So it's really worth it if you think you're qualified to give them a call.
Melissa, I'm going to give you one more chance to give out that website and phone number. Just want to remind people, April 23rd is the second of the great LED light bulb swaps. This one will be held at the Lakeshore Center in Houghton. So come on out. You can bring one incandescent bulb per household and have it swapped out for one free LED light bulb. But then you're welcome to get 6 more for $10. You're not going to find a better price out there in any store that you're going to find. And you're going to you see that savings pretty quickly just from the energy that you'll save. Okay, and as for UPCO
customers. That's for us UPCO customers.
Correct.
But if you're an REA customer, come anyway and swap out an incandescent bulb, and the REA has some neat promotions for you as well.
And if you do have any questions or need more information, Melissa?
Go visit newpowertour.com/winterize or give me a call at 281-5986.
Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Mm-hmm. Thanks
for having us.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.